It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. You're hearing protesters at yesterday's open meeting of the financial review team in charge of evaluating the city of Detroit's finances. The review team reaffirmed that a financial emergency does exist in the city and that a consent agreement was their preferred approach to fixing the city's finances. The city of Detroit and Michigan have yet to come to an agreement on how to stabilize the city's finances. We're joined today by Sontil Jenkins, a member of the Detroit City Council. Councilwoman, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer.
So the meeting yesterday was chaotic. There was a lot of emotion expressed by protesters, some frustration on the part of the financial review team. What's your reaction to yesterday's meeting?
I certainly understand the emotion of Detroiters. We're passionate about our city. We love our city, and we want to make sure that the democratic process stays in place.
Were the emotions we saw yesterday representative of what you're hearing from Detroiters?
From some. But not from all. You know, I get emails, letters, and phone calls in my office all the time, and I'm out in community meetings all the time. And most people are asking what a consent agreement is or what a fiscal stabilization agreement is, which is what we're calling it. And once they understand what the agreement is, the question is, what will be in the agreement? You know, the devil is always in the details. They just want to make sure the city is protected in the agreement.
And what is their concern about there being protection from?
If the mayor and the city council are replaced, you know, it throws out the voting process, the democratic process. Citizens are concerned about whether or not city assets would be sold. You know, there's always this talk in the background about things like our water department being sold or our parks, Belle Isle, which is the only park of its kind in the country, being sold, and our talks and negotiations are making sure that those kinds of things are not included in this agreement. One of the other protections that I and others are pushing is to make sure there is a definite way for us to get out of this consent agreement so that once we've entered it, we're not stuck indefinitely.
So for people who say the leadership in Detroit hasn't done its job in averting this crisis, what are the available options right now for the state?
Well, first I would say that this council has certainly done its job. We've been the most fiscally responsible and conservative council in the recent history of this city. However, this problem has been 50 years in the making. The state wants to come in and do more. They want to be able to implement new systems in the city. They feel that there are structural issues that are not being addressed by the city. And I have to say, in some respects, I agree. There are some structural issues here that have not been addressed, and many of them cannot be addressed without some cash up front. So that's one of the conversations we're having with the state, them financing the changes that need to be made.
If you want state assistance in restructuring some of these systems in Detroit, is it unreasonable for the state to also have some control in that restructuring process?
No, I believe accountability is a reasonable expectation from the state. Certainly, I believe we should be accountable, but in exchange for that accountability, we need the assistance necessary. Because, again, Detroit didn't get in this on its own. The state has some culpability as well. We are a creature of the state, and our state revenue sharing has been systematically decreased for more than the last decade. And at the same time, we were not allowed to increase our revenues in any way that could help us substantially. So there's some fault, I should say, on both sides. But at this point, it's all of our responsibility. And we're willing to be accountable to the state to a reasonable degree.
And what would that accountability look like?
What I'm recommending the accountability look like is that the Fiscal Advisory Board, which is in the proposed agreement, would only step in and be able to usurp the democratic process when we don't meet our benchmarks. So if we all agree that by, you know, December 10th, 2013, we will have restructured three specific departments and we haven't done that, the board is able to step in and restructure those departments themselves, and then they step out.
Sontil Jenkins is a member of the Detroit City Council. Councilwoman, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.